This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. It's only three of us in the studio today, me and a couple of Colts. And today I'm going to be talking about, well, we can take your calls. If you have some tips that you think are worth sharing, that you can say concisely, accurately, briefly, we're up for that. Or actually, well, me and the two Colts are up for that. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933 is the number if you'd like to call and share your tips. It looks like what we've been saying is true. It's happening. Portland, Oregon turned on its mayor. Tear gas has been fired by the federales. And we are among the Second American Revolution, or amid the Second American Revolution and the Second American Civil War. And because of that, I wanted to share with you my thoughts on a couple things. One, I completed a short list last night of some things I think you should consider getting for your own survival. It's a short list. It's by no means complete. I've seen lists on the internet, you know, 10 items you need, 20 items, 25, 50. I have a short list. It's by no means complete. It's by no means fleshed out. It's 186 items. And that's just a start. Virtually nothing on this is going to be achievable for free. It's all going to cost money. And I suggest that you don't believe anything I say, anything anyone says. I suggest you think through all your purchases, meet with your family, and assign priorities to the things that you think are important. If we didn't get beat up on the internet at USA Prepares, I would have this posted on my website. The website is on vacation because I refuse to volunteer and have our instructors volunteer and have them be beat up by a bunch of trolls. I refuse to let that happen. So you can't see this list. You can only hear it. You can't buy my book because at this moment I refuse to let the trolls have a copy of it. Isn't that interesting? Who would do something like that? I guess that would be John Galt, right? John Galt would do something like that. Okay, so here are a couple thoughts. I've been talking with a number of people who have the same problem. We'll talk about refrigeration first. And it doesn't seem to matter whether it's refrigeration for an automobile, pickup truck, or a home. The people who work on these things are in the business, most of them, at least the ones that I've talked to, are in the business of overcharging you. Is that true? Yeah, that is true. So why is that? Well, I would say that's greed. So our daughter has a home. She owns it. Well, she's in the bank. And her air conditioning system stopped working. And she's far enough away that it's not real convenient for me to go fix it. So the air conditioning system is an inside and an outside unit. And it is backed up with natural gas heat. So the inside the house is a typical heating system that has a gas furnace combined with a air conditioning unit. So for the summer, it's the air conditioning unit. For the winter, it's the gas furnace, natural gas furnace. She has another one that works on another part of the house, which is a heat pump. The heat pump is, it heats and it cools. So the one that has a problem is the one with the gas backed up furnace and the air conditioning system. Well, it stopped working, and she made some calls, and a guy came out and said, yeah, well, it's an old unit. The coils on the inside that cool the house are 20 years old. The outside unit with the coils and the compressor, that's 10 years old. You're using a refrigerant called Freon, which is a trademark name, originally by a company called DuPont du Nemours Chemical Company. And that is being phased out. Actually, they say you can't get it. And that Freon is allegedly, as told by the heating and air conditioning technician company, $100 a pound. And because it's $100 a pound, it's really expensive. Well, all right. How much did it used to cost? Well, probably $1 a pound. So now it's 100 times more. And they're not making any more because the EPA says, you know, well, you can't have that because it's ozone depleting. So it's driven up the cost of this refrigerant slash Freon. R22 is specifically what it's called. R22. So the solution is really simple by this air conditioning technician and company. He said, what we need to do is replace the inside unit, the coils, and the outside unit, the coils and the compressor. And you'll have this new Freon called 410A, R410A. And we can still get that. So if you have a leak, we can always put more in. Well, I heard this, and so I said to our daughter, I know what the problem is. The problem is the coil on the inside is leaking. I'm not even there, and I know what the problem is. The coil on the inside is leaking. And why do I know it's leaking? Well, I'll explain that. An air conditioning system, whether it be in an automobile, a truck, or a house, or a heat pump system, they all have some common elements. They have a compressor, and a compressor is just like an air compressor, except instead of pumping air, it pumps Freon. It has an evaporator, those are the cold coils. It has a condenser, those are the hot coils. It has something called a receiver dryer filter. It's a canister, it's like an oil filter, except it filters the Freon, and if there are any metal particles that shave off or chip off, it catches them so that the small passage that the Freon goes through doesn't get clogged up by, you know, metallic substances. Wear, if you will, wear of the moving parts. It has another part called an expansion valve. An expansion valve is think of it like a sprayer. You know, one of those plant sprayers, you can adjust the nozzle and you can have it shoot, you know, 10 feet in a stream, or you can turn that knob and it'll spray a fine mist. Well, the expansion valve sprays in a fine mist, so it's a tiny orifice that the Freon liquid goes through, and as it goes through, it comes out, and it comes out in a spray pattern. Fine mist. And when that happens, that mist absorbs heat very quickly. Very quickly. As a matter of fact, so quickly that it chills those coils those cold coils. And that's what the air conditioning system does. That fine mist really can quickly absorb heat, and by absorbing heat, the coils get cold. So then as the coils get warmed up by the air blowing across them, meaning the air on the inside of the house, that refrigerant gets pumped by a compressor. It gets pushed through the outside coils and gets cooled off. And the cycle keeps repeating and repeating and repeating. So the coils outside remove the heat from the freon and dump it into the air, and the coils on the inside remove the heat from the air and dump it into the freon. And the cycle just keeps repeating. But the coils on the inside unit, are made of aluminum, typically. They expand and contract and expand and contract. Sometimes they're made out of copper. But the expansion and contraction by the compressor going on and off and on and off, you know, hundreds of or thousands of times a day, depending on where you are and the load on the air conditioning system. That expansion and contraction by the pressure of the compressor and the heating and cooling of those coils causes them to fail. Metal fatigue. A little tiny, tiny, tiny hole smaller than the point of a pin will cause all the freon to leak out. So typically the number one failure point if you have a leak is that inside coil. And there's a name for that. It's called an A coil, the letter A. And it's called that because if you look at this coil on its side, it's shaped like an A or an inverted V with the point at the top. And the repair technician said, well, you know, you need a new inside unit. And you need a new outside unit. And you need to have the freon removed and the new freon put in. And we can do that for you. And it's $4,500. And while we're at it, we should replace the gas furnace, too, because that's, you know, 20 years old. That'll be another $2,000. So for $6,500, you can have everything new. Now, new doesn't mean better. It just means new. Well, I was pretty frosted when I heard this, and I explained to her that the problem is the A coil. I'm like 99.99999% sure it's the A coil because they fail. So how much is an A coil? Well, if you go to eBay and you look up a 3-ton, now air conditioning is measured in tons. 12,000 BTUs is called a ton. So a 12,000 BTU air conditioner is a 1-ton air conditioner. 24,000 BTU air conditioner is a 2-ton. Well, hers is 36,000, so it's 3 tons. So if you go to eBay and you look up an A-coil 3-ton, it's between $250 and $300. Now, how hard is it to put it in? Well, there are probably 6 self-tapping screws that cover the A-coil in the box that you would call your air handler in the house, typically in the basement. And there are 2 copper lines, that connected to the refrigerant lines. So what you do is you evacuate. You don't even have to evacuate. If you're out of freon, if it all leaked out, you just cut the lines. Put in the A coil. Now you're looking at a half hour now. And you silver solder the 2 new lines. One of them is about the diameter of your pinky. And the other one is the diameter of a pencil. You cut those lines with a pipe cutter. It'll take about 3 minutes. You clean them with steel wool, you put some soldering flux on them, you silver solder them, and you're done. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a dark darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's just me and a couple of calls today. Arjun is calling in. Arjun, I'd like to ask that you stay on hold for a little bit longer. I'd like to finish these thoughts on the air conditioning system. Then we'll get into your questions and comments. So the quote was $4,500 without the new heating system, gas-fired heating system, and $6,500 with it. And if I were doing it, it would cost me $250 to $300 for the part. The part that has a small leak in it. And it takes about a year for the Freon to leak out of this particular refrigeration system. It'll get worse over time, but it's not going to get any better. So it was suggested to our daughter that she have leak stop put in this. And you can add a sealant to the refrigeration system, and it may stop the leak, and it may not. It's a temporary kind of a thing. And so I wanted to know what this technician would charge for leak stop. It was $140. Now, this is about $20 worth of stuff. $20. And I found that outrageous. I found his quotes outrageous. Because what is happening with air conditioning technicians is they want to replace lots of parts. Not so much on cars and trucks, but in houses, they want to replace everything. They don't want to just fix the problem. They want to replace. So a $250 problem plus refrigerant and maybe 2 hours of labor turns out to be $4,500, right? Because they don't want to, they just don't want to fix it. So I bought some R22 refrigerant for her. She uses 5 pounds in her system. 5 pounds. I bought a 10-pound brand-new cylinder of it, R22. You can buy it on eBay if you want. It's $177 plus shipping. That means it's about $18 a pound, not $100 a pound. And you can get it. So if you have a system and you can repair the leak, you don't have to buy a whole new refrigeration system. You don't have to buy a new heat pump or a new air conditioning unit for your whole house. You don't have to. And another thing that goes bad is a capacitor. There's a capacitor on the compressor that helps the compressor start up. It's like $20. So your compressor needs an extra boost of current to get that motor turning the compressor. And that's delivered by a capacitor. If you were to look at it, it would look like something like a toilet tube, you know, the inside cardboard roll of toilet paper. It's about that big. The two little wires or terminals. That's it. It's like $20. And a lot of times they go bad. Well, they always go bad. It's just a question of when. The hotter they get, the faster they go bad. 10, 15 years, they go bad. But what happens is the people who come out to say, well, you know, you look at them and they've got that shirt on, it's embroidered, and it says that we're going to hose you, .com. Those guys are salesmen. I don't know if there are any saleswomen. I haven't seen one, but salesmen. And they're trained to do one thing, sell new units. Now, how long do the new units last? About 10 years. Which is another outrage, which is why I believe that there's rioting and protesting going on, because people are about angry about everything, and it's just one more thing they're angry about. They just haven't figured out that that's one of the reasons that they're protesting and rioting. Because they can't live with the products that companies are making. Because the products that they're making are too hard to fix, too complicated to fix, and people don't know how to fix them. And they're too expensive to fix, and too expensive to live with. So they're angry about everything. It's just one more thing they're angry about, right? So I sent her 10 pounds of Freon. Now that's enough for two charges. Two. And here's my logic. I said, okay, right now we'll get you through this 100-degree blast. It's going to leak out. You're going to put 5 pounds in. She only needed two. So she still has 8 pounds left, way more than she needs for a replacement later. So what did that cost? Well, $18 and $18, $36 for Freon or refrigerant. And the guy to put it in. Now, what did he charge? Well, I asked him. I said to our daughter, put him on the phone. I said, tell me how you're going to charge for this. And he said, well, it's $89 to show up. It's $149 to put the Freon in. I said, you're a criminal. You're a criminal! $140 plus $89 for a half hour's worth of work? And you wanted to charge her $4,500 for something she didn't need? Plus another $2,000 for a furnace she didn't need?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have voted to remove statues of Confederate leaders from the U.S. Capitol. The statues include the bust of former U.S. Chief Justice Roger Taney, who wrote the Supreme Court decision that people of African descent were not American citizens. President Trump comparing his work for black Americans to those who held the Oval Office before him, saying during a briefing yesterday and responding to Joe Biden's comments, calling him the first racist to be elected president.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. Nobody has even been close.
The president noting the passage of criminal justice reform and that the unemployment numbers for most minority groups were at a very good standing before the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The latest weekly jobless claims report just released by the government this morning showing that more than 1.4 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment last week, and that's 100,000 more than the week before. Analysts had forecast a slight drop from week to week. The biggest increases in first-time claims were in Florida, Georgia, California, Washington State, and Indiana. Biggest decreases in Maryland, Texas, and New Jersey. A lead Republican lawmaker sounds off about the direction of the party. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A meeting between House Republicans got a little heated at times as Liz Cheney was called out for some of her criticisms of President Trump. Cheney stood her ground and tells Fox News the Republican Party is a Big Ten party that has lots of ideas.
We have a different set of different opinions in our conference. I think that's a good thing. I think that if you look, for example, at what the Democrats do, you have a situation where, you know, they believe in the cancel culture. They're trying to ensure that only people who believe a certain set of things are allowed to speak. On our side of the aisle, it's a healthy thing for us to have those kinds of debates and discussions. I'm sure we'll have more as things go along. But the fundamental point here is that we're unified in making sure that President Trump is reelected in November, that Nancy Pelosi is no longer Speaker, that we take back the majority in the House, and that we ensure that we hold the majority in the Senate.
Again, that report filed by our Tim Berg, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
It's me today, and Arjun in New Jersey, welcome.
Hey, Vince. I wanted to ask you a question. I worked for a company last year, and they promised they will pay me in the second week of my employment. And it was like a contracting work. And these are like middle agencies. What they do is like they will go and shake hands with the end client. And And like while you are applying for jobs, you apply for different jobs, and these guys will pick up your resume. They will forward your resume to the end client, and you will do the interview with the end client, and you will get the job like that. So it is like a contracting work. It's done on like 1099. And so I started this. And they promised me I have all the emails. They promised me they will pay me in the second week. And I really needed money, you know, like at that point of time. And I started the work. And when I said, like, at the end of the second week, when I said that, like, can you pay me? They said, like, they kept on coming with different excuses. They said, like, sometimes they said, like, their tracking system is down. And sometimes they would say, we need to do your background information check, which all that was done before I joined the job. I sent them all the documents and everything. So, and like, so I will send them the document. I will wait for 2 days, 3 days, then I will email them. Then they will say, then another guy from that company will say that we need those documents, these background documents and whatnot. So I will send them again this thing. So this drama kept on going on until the fifth week. And I said that, like, and in the fifth week, and they didn't pay me at all. And in the fifth week, they told me that we will only pay you for one last week. And then in next 2 months, you have to put in timesheet Saturday and Sunday. You worked on Saturday and Sunday also. And in the next 2 months, we will pay you the complete amount for this whole month. So, I mean, like, so, so the thing is, like, I got, like, extremely furious and I resigned the job. They didn't pay me at all anything for 5 weeks I worked there. So then I complained it to the New York Department of, I was trying to find out things, but nobody actually helped me out. And, like, in NJ wages, department, they said that they will not take care of the 1099 employees because you are doing contracting work. If you are a W-2 employee, then they can help you out. So I'm thinking that should I file a case against them in the court? And it's very complicated. You're like a lawyer. I cannot hire a lawyer. It will cost a lot. But like if I do it myself, it's very complicated to read these documents, what to send, what to fill out. It's very complicated to do the court process.
Well, I haven't been exactly in your shoes, but almost.
Mm-hmm.
I had a tenant one time, and the tenant did a lot of damage to our house. And it was in 1980. Mrs. Finelli and I moved to California to start a company, a high-tech company. And we weren't sure if we were going to really enjoy California as much as most people thought, you know. They enjoy California. So we decided to rent our house. And it was a nice house. And the tenants were destroying it, and I had to get them out. And I couldn't get them out. And finally we got them out. And the damage that they did was just unbelievable. So what do you do? Well, it's really easy. You take them to small claims court. Now, at the time, it costs $40, 40. To take them to small claims court. Now, in New Jersey, I believe, I may be wrong about this, but I believe that if you have a single defendant in a small claims court case, it's $15, $15. Now, if you have multiple defendants, there's $2 for each one. Okay? And then if you have to pay a fee of $7 to have each person served. So, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of things that I've done, and I'm going to roll it up into one thought. Your plan could be as simple as, let's make it really difficult for the other team. Really difficult. Because you have time to spend, and it doesn't cost a lot of money to take them to court. Now, you don't want to go to court. I mean, who wants to go to a public place? But there are no lawyers in small claims court. No lawyers. Just you and the other party. I had an old house, and I'm jumping around, but there's a reason for this. I had an old house, and my first house that I bought was an old Victorian house, and I was working on it on weekends. I had my table saw, I had my circular saw, I had a whole bunch of tools, and I was ripping out walls and wiring and putting in a heating system and a roof and pulling down the old chimneys and putting up a new chimney. I mean, a lot of work was being done on this roughly 100-year-old house. And one weekend, I showed up to work on it, and someone had pried a window open and took my table saw and my tools. I called the police and filled out a police report. This was, you know, back in the 70s. And they filled out the police report, but they didn't do anything, so I called my insurance company. It was Allstate Insurance. I had homeowners with them. And they just wouldn't settle a claim. The police report said, well, here are the pictures. Here's the marks from the crowbar. And I had pictures of work in progress with all my tools. You know, so I could prove that it was all there. I could prove that the window was broken and jimmied, but Allstate would not pay on the claim. So I'd call them and call them and call them. And I'd call them once a week from work, and I got nowhere. So finally I called them up, and I said, see, you'll have a bus, you know, like a van. And have you ever been to this location? And they said, no. I said, well, it's going to be great, because you guys are going to get a chance to spend a day in your van, or you can hire a bus, but you're all coming to court. Because I'm going to subpoena every single person I talk to, and I have a list of all your names. And that really bothered them, because I was going to tie up at least 10 to 15 people. I was going to send them on vacation to spend a day with me in court over, let's say, $1,000 worth of missing tools. And they decided that, and another reason, I injected a little humor into it, as I called the manager of the claims department. And I said, you know, I've been watching TV, and I saw a commercial that says I'm in good hands with Allstate. But so far, all I've gotten is the finger. And and he thought that combined with my threat to have them all hop on a bus and spend the day with me and all the preparation that they'd have to go through, they ought to just settle the claim. So you put those two stories together. And what you can do is if you get all the names of all the people you talk to, there's obviously, I understand the situation. I understand what a contract employee is. And I understand what a contractor is. And I understand what one of these contracting companies is like. So they put an ad out and they hire some people like you or me or Mrs. Finelli. And they pay, let's say they charge $100 an hour for your time to the client, and they pay you half. That's what they do. I understand how that works. And they rely on your resume, and they rely on you being able to do what you say you can do. So they rent you. They actually rent you to the company that wants your services. Well, what you do is you get all those names of all those people, and you name them as defendants in this small claims action. Now, there's a limit to how much you can sue for. Typically, it's about $5,000. Are we talking about more or less than $5,000?
More.
Okay. How much per week and how many weeks? Did you say 5 weeks?
Yes. So the total amount is $12,440.
It's how much?
$12,440.
Okay. All right, so here's what you can do. You can have a lot of fun with this. You can sue them for each week, okay? So that'd be five separate suits, and they'd have to show up five separate times. So you do the first one, and you tell them. You say, look, it's really difficult, so I can only sue you for 1 week at a time. So we'll start with the first week, okay? So and that's less than $5,000, right? Then...
Yes.
Then you tell them you're going to sue them for the next week. And now my Sun Tzu, The Art of War, would say keep your opponent off balance. That's not exactly what I do. I tell them, I'm coming for you, and here's what I'm going to do. And I put the fear of God in them, because I really mean it. I'm not just threatening them. I just tell them, here's what I'm going to do. And I'm not kidding. So... that's what I would do. I would take them to small claims court 1 week at a time. And they won't be able to stand it. Okay? And you name them. And you tell them that you talk to the boss, the guy you've been talking to. I'm sure you've been talking to the manager over there. And tell them you have a friend. And your friend lives in Missouri. And he just loves this kind of stuff. And... As a matter of fact, he wants to make sure all the facts are out. And to make sure all the facts are out, the names and addresses are required. And he will give out the names and addresses and phone numbers and the company name and everybody's name on the phone, on the radio. He'll do it. He's nationally syndicated. This will go far and wide. He loves this stuff. He hates it. He hates it when the little people are beat up because he's one of those little people. And when people try to beat him up, he goes ballistic. Tell him that. Tell you what. Here's what you do. You go to GCN Live, or you go to Republic Broadcasting, or you go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, okay? Get the link for today's broadcast. Listen to exactly the time that we talked about this, okay? He'll say, begins at X, 20-something minutes into the broadcast, and it continues for, 12 or 15 minutes. You say, here's the start point, here's the end point, and do you want to name their names right now? Give them some credit? We can do that right now. Do you have their names?
I do, but I will refrain right now. But
hold on. Arjun, stop, okay. stop right there. Sure. Don't say another word.
Okay.
Let's go with just one guy. We'll pick on one guy right now. What's his name?
Okay.
Use his first name if you want. Use his first name.
It's like Murli. Morley, yes.
Yeah, Morley. Okay, Morley. So I just want you to know, Morley, if you have been withholding bona fide pay for Arjun, if you've been doing that immorally, unjustly, we're going to make you famous, Morley. We're going to make you famous. So you can do it the easy way. You can pay him what you owe him. Or we'll be reporting on the air how these week-by-week small claims lawsuits go. We'll name all the names, all the phone numbers, make sure you get all the credit you deserve. There you have it. Arjun, you know what to do. Take the link from today's broadcast on YouTube, send it to Morley, tell him if he'd like to chat with me, he can give you his number, you can contact me, I'll give him a call, and we'll just have a nice chat, real friendly chat. Make sure everybody's on the same page. All right, Arjun, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I've had a number of situations in my business life that were somewhat confrontational. And I try to solve them, you know, pleasantly, nicely, if possible. But if I'm backed into a corner, I take the gloves off. I really do. My car was towed once when I was in California. Came back to the apartment where Mrs. Vanelli and I were living in an apartment. I had this little sports car. And it was... There's no parking spaces, a huge parking complex. I told the story before. Came back from working late at night at our startup company. I work 7 days a week, late at night, every night. And there were no parking spaces, so I parked in the back by the dumpsters. Walked to the apartment. Next morning, my car was gone. It was towed away. And I found out the name of the towing company. I got the runaround. You know, it's in North San Jose. I went there. I wasn't there. It's in South San Jose. I wasn't there. It's in East San Jose. And so each time I called from a payphone, this is back in the 80s, 1980. Each time I called, I got the runaround from this young person. And finally I said to him, you know, you've been running me ragged. I'm paraphrasing. I said, I know where you are. And if you don't tell me where my car is, if you don't call me back in 2 minutes at this number and tell me where my car is, I'm going to drive the car I'm in right now right through your front window. I really did. And he called me back and told me where the car was. And I went there, and sure enough, it was there. It was inside a chain-link fence with concertina wire, and the boss was there. There's my little red car. And he said it was $60. And I said, okay, let me go get my checkbook. He said, no cash. I said, okay. Cash? Yep, cash. I said, all right. Let me go to my car and get my briefcase. So I took out, went to the car, brought my 2-inch wide leather briefcase, and I opened it up right next to him, and there was my Browning semi-automatic pistol right in my briefcase, right next to my checkbook. I said, now who do you want me to make this check out to? I didn't brandish it. He just thought, this is not worth a gunfight. So I made out the check, and off I went with my car. I don't like doing stuff like that. Heck, that was 40 years ago. You know, there have been plenty of other instances when things got a little unpleasant. I try to solve them politely. But it doesn't always work. So in the case of Arjun in New Jersey, that's a great solution. He'll tie that company up. He'll have 5 or 10 of them all in court. They'll lose revenue. He can name all the people he worked with. He can say, well, I've got some questions for them, too. Have you all gotten paid? And ask one at a time. So he can bring all the other consultants, his peers, if you will. Let's say there's 10 of them. He can bring all 10 of them in. They're being paid probably $100 an hour at least, maybe $200. You figure the whole day's wage is lost. It'll cost the company a fortune. They can't do it. They've got to pay Arjun. You know, plus all the publicity that company will get right here on the radio. So I just want to tell you that there are plenty of ways to skin the cat, and that's just one of them. So back to the air conditioning systems. So I was telling our daughter, look, let's say I'm wrong. Let's say I'm absolutely wrong. And you replace the inside A-coil for $250, let's say. And you've used Freon, let's say half of that bottle of Freon. It's roughly $200 for 10 pounds. You can use 5 pounds, so $100 worth of Freon. Let's say you pay the guy $150 for an hour's worth of labor. That's $500. That's roughly 10% of what they quoted you. Because they quoted $4,500 for a replacement unit and $6,500 if they replaced the gas furnace that didn't need replacing either. So for 10%, she could be in business. And I said, now let's say I'm wrong. Let's say I'm absolutely, positively wrong, and it's the outside unit that's leaking, you know, with the compressor. I said, they're $1,100 on eBay, shipped, for a 3-ton unit, $1,100. So now what we're looking at is we're looking at the $500, plus you still have the Freon to use. You have plenty of that left over. $1,100 more, and you pay another couple $100 in labor, and you're still at, let's see, 11, 12, 13, $1,800. Less than half. And now everything's new. If you do it my way. And that's what she's doing. All right, we'll be right back, and I'm going to share some other tips about refrigeration and the list of what you need to consider.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.